Welcome to Torah Simcha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today we resume Sefer Shmuel Bet with Perek Yud Tet, Chapter 19. The chapter opens with the reaction of David to the devastating news of the death of his son Avshalom. Pasuk Aleph. Vayagaz HaMelech. David was tremendously shaken. Vayal Alias Hashal. He went to an area that was above the gates. Vayefk, and he cried. And this is what he said as he went, Bni Avshalom, my son Avshalom, Bni Bni, my son Avshalom, Mieten Musi Ani Tachtecha, would that I could die in your place, Avshalom Bni Vini, Avshalom, my son. And while every one of us can understand and make space for the grief of a father at the loss of his son, the Mefreshim still point out that we've seen David accept tragedy seemingly with greater equanimity in the past. When his baby child died, we saw he immediately stood up and had his own emunah speak and guide his reaction. And we did not see this tremendous crying, this tremendous grief. The Mefarshim point out over here that it's not just the loss of his child, but David understood that with loss of his life, there was a greater opportunity that had been robbed from Avshalom. Where had Avshalom been brought to be tried in a Beit Din, the very trial, according to Halacha, and perhaps even his resultant death as a Moreh B'Malchut, would have, with the protocol of the Beit Din, provided for him a level of kapara, a level of forgiveness for his terrible, terrible crime. David here mourns his son, but the man who knows the value of tshuva, this being David himself, who is the model of tshuva, mourns also the way in which Avshalom died, which he perceives was a way of dying that robbed of him the ability to be matzdik alav hadin, to accept the din of that would be prosecuted in a Jewish court of law, and thus be a very critical part of any kapara that he would achieve. On the other hand, Chazal tell us Masechet Sota Daf Yud that David cries for his child and uses the term bni, my son, 8 times between this Pasuk Aleph and further in Pasuk Hey. And Chazal mentioned that with these 8 mournful cries of my son, the first 7 lifted Avshalom through the 7 levels of Gehinnom of punishment, and the 8th lifted him out into Gan Eden. And so it seems that with this mourning, though perhaps the regular protocols of the kapara that would come through Din in this world were robbed of Avshalom, David, as the father, afforded to Avshalom a way to be lifted after death through his own crying from the 7 levels of Gehinnom and into Gan Eden. Pasuk Bet, Vayugad li Yoav, hine ha-melech boche, vayis'abel el Avshalom. Yoav hears of the very public mourning of David. Pasuk Gimel, Vatiya teshua b'yom ahu le'evel. Klal Yisrael also hear of this mourning. And though they were victorious on the battlefield that day, the victory, the triumph, is turned quickly to mourning. L'chal ha'am, for every person. Ki shema ha'am b'yom ahu lemor, ne'etzav ha'melech al bno. Because every person heard of the deep pain that David felt on the loss of his son. Pasuk Dalid, where this should have been a triumphant time for Klal Yisrael, the end of a brutal civil war, instead, v'yizganev ha'am b'yom ahu. Each person slunk home, as a thief would in the night, lavo ha'il, to come back home not victorious, not triumphant, kashe yizganev ha'am ha'nichlamim binusam b'milchama, as if they had lost on the battlefield and shamefully were coming back home. Pasuk hey, v'amelech la'at espanav, the king covered his face in mourning, v'yizak ha'melech kol gadol, and cried in a loud voice, bni Avshalom, Avshalom bni v'ni, my son Avshalom, Avshalom, my son, my son. Pasuk Vav, Yoav ben Tsruya, who has ever been the general of David, with an exquisitely fine-tuned sensitivity to the kavod of the Malchut that David embodied, understands that this very public mourning, while fulfilling David's personal needs, is not beneficial to the institution of the throne. And as he always has, he takes action or delivers sharp speech towards David in protecting the honor of the throne that David sits upon. Vayavo Yoav el Hamelech Habayis. Yoav comes to the king in his home. Vayomel, Hovashta Hayom es Pnechal Avadecha, Hamimaltim es Nafshecha Hayom. Today you have embarrassed all of your servants who protect your life. Vesnefesh Banecha uvnosecha, and you've embarrassed your children, Venefesh Nashecha, Venefesh Pilagshecha, and those of your wives and concubines. Zayin, Le'ava es son echa, Vilisnoas ohavecha. You are showing love to the ones who hate you, and hatred towards the ones who love you. Ki higatata hayom, ki ein lecha sarim ve'avadim. You act as if you have no officers nor servants. Ki yadati hayom, ki lu avshalom chai, v'cholanu hayom meisim, ki az yashal be'einecha. It becomes clear from your actions that were all of us to die and Avshalom himself were to live, then that would be your ideal outcome. Ve'ata, kum, get up, tse v'daber alev avadecha, speak to your subjects. Ki v'hashem nishbati, ki ein chayotze, because I swear if you do not go out and speak to Klal Yisrael, im yalin ish itcha halayla, nobody will sleep near you, no one will protect you, you will lose the loyalty of your subjects. V'ra'a lecha zos mikal hara'a, asher ba'a alecha min urecha ad ata. And this will be the worst of the tragedies that will befall you, where your personal pain at the loss of your son will compromise the loyalty of your subjects towards you, and you will lose your nation and lose your throne. Pasuk Tet, here we see again the Gadlut of David, where no matter what his own personal feelings, he quickly recalibrates and understands what is needed from him, and has a tremendous presence of mind and ability to measure the ramifications of his actions, despite whatever he feels. And he immediately takes the advice of Yoav and accepts this rebuke. Vayakam hamelech, the king gets up. Vayeshev bashar ulechal ha'am higidu lemo, hinei hamelech yoshev bashar. And it became public knowledge that the king had gotten up and was sitting at the gates, the classic position of the king in dispensing justice. Vayavoch ha'am lefnei hamelech, v'Yisrael nas ish le'ohalav. And everyone came before the king. The ones with Avshalom, however, ran back, as Rashi says, to their tents, not sure if they would be accepted by David. Pasuk Yud, Vayichal ha'am nadon b'chol shiftei Yisrael. There were disputes amongst the tribes of Yisrael le'mor. Hamelech hitzilanu mikaf oyevinu, v'hu miltanu mikaf plishtim, v'ata barach min ha'aretz me'al Avshalom. This king, David, has always shown tremendous success in his leadership. He saved us from our enemies, from the plishtim, and now he was successful in eluding the rebellion of Avshalom. V'Avshalom asher mashachnu aleinu meis b'milchama. And the one we chose, Avshalom, has been killed in battle. V'ata, if this is the case, that success, siyata dishmaya, is with David, v'ata lama ata macharishim lashiv es hamelech. Why are you confused? Why are you quiet? Why do you hesitate to restore David as king? Pasuk Yud Bet. V'hamelech David shalach el tzadok ve'el avyasar ha'kohanim le'mor. Dabru al zikne Yehuda le'mor, lama siyu acharonim lashiv es hamelech el beiso. Udvar kol Yisrael bo'el hamelech el beiso. David understands that there's agitation, that there's disputes about returning him to the throne. And he sends his erstwhile two Kohanim, Tzadok and Avyasar, to speak to his own tribesmen, Yehuda, to say to them, why would you be last to return the king to his throne? Achai atem, Pasuk Yud Gimel, you are my brothers, speaking to his tribesmen in Shevet Yehuda. Atzmi uvsari atem, you are my flesh and my bones. V'lama siu acharonim, lashiv es hamelech. Why will you be last to return the king? As the Chafetz Chaim used to say, Mashiach will come. Will you be the one who brought him? Who made it happen? Says David to his brothers, I will be king. This is the malchut that was promised to me, lanetzach. Will you be the ones who will be first? Or will you let others have the privilege? Pasuk Yud Dalid. Now, at this point, David begins to address various figures who were involved in the rebellion, and the actions he takes right now with the reestablishment of his malchut will set the tone and make publicly known the direction where he will be taking the malchut going further. Vila Amasa Tomru, says he again to the Kohanim, give a message to Amasa, David's own cousin, who had betrayed him by aligning with Avshalom. Halo atzmi uvsari ata. You too are my family. Ko yaseh li Elokim v'cho yosif. Im lo sal tzavati yeh lefanai. Kol hayamim tachas Yoav. And where perhaps Amasa would expect to be killed for his betrayal, instead David extends forgiveness, and in fact elevates him to be a general tachas Yoav, difference of opinion amongst the Mefulshim, either under Yoav, or now that Yoav ignored the direct command of David to spear the life of Avshalom, he will no longer be David's trusted general-in-chief, but rather Amasa will take over that position. Pasuk Tedvav. Vayat es levav kol ish Yuda, ki ish echad, and the hearts of all of Yuda were turned as one. Vayishlchu el hamelech shuv ata, v'chol avadecha, and ish Yuda calls out to David, please return to us. Pasuk Tet Zayin, the triumphant return of David, after he had been a fugitive on the run from his own son for a duration of 6 long months. Vayashav hamelech vayavo ad hayaldin, and the king comes towards the Yaldin. V'Yehuda ba haGilgala leches lekras hamelech leavir es hamelech es hayaldin, and Yehuda comes to Gilgal to accompany the king in crossing the Jordan River to reestablish his malchut in his capital city Yerushalayim. At this point, Pasuk Yud-Zayin, another prominent figure from the camp of Avshalom, vayimahel Shimi ben Gera ben Hayemini. Ashami Bachurim, Vayere de Mish Yehuda Lekras Hamelech David, Shimi ben Gera, the prominent Gadol Hador who had publicly cursed David in the most painful way, also comes to greet David. Ve Elef Ish Imomi Binyanim, Vitziva Nal Bez Shaul, Vachameshes Asal Banav, Vesrim Avadav Ito, Vitzelcho Yardin Lefnei Hamelech. He comes with an enormous entourage. Ve Avraha Avara, Laavir Es Bez Hamelech. And the ship crosses over to find favor in the eyes of David. And Shimi throws himself down before the king. Pasuk Chaf. Vayomer el Hamelech, says he to the king, Al yachashav li Adoni Avon, v'al tizkor eis asher he'ava avdecha bayom asher yatza Adoni Hamelech mirushalayim, lasum Hamelech el libo. Please do not hold against me the sin of rebelling and the sin that I cursed you as you were leaving Yerushalayim. Ki yada avdecha ki ani chatasi. I understand I sinned gravely. V'hinei vasi hayom rishon l'chol beis Yosef. I have come first from all of Beit Yosef. L'redes l'kas Adoni HaMelech. As Rashi points out, he says, all of Klal Yisrael sinned against you, but I came first to ask forgiveness. And if you grant forgiveness to me, that will send the message to all of Klal Yisrael that you are indeed ready to forgive all of them. In the model of, and here he calls himself part of Beit Yosef, though he's from Shevet Binyamin, Yosef being the leader of those two Shvatim, but also alluding to the fact that when wronged by his brothers, David ultimately forgave them. And as the Radak says, Shimi ben Gera mentions the model of Yosef, just as Yosef forgave his brothers when they wronged him, will you do the same? Pasuk Chav Bet, Vayan Avishai ben Tsruya. And here again, a child of Tzruya, the brother of Yoav, this is Avishai, the children of Tzruya who took the kavod of David with tremendous, tremendous gravity. Hasacha zos lo yumas Shimi, kikilel es Mashiach Hashem. We must kill Shimi. He cursed the anointed of God. Vayomer David, mali velachem bnei Tzruya. Why do you children of Tzruya always have something between us? Ki sihiyu li hayom lesatan, you will obstruct me. Hayom yumas ish bi Yisrael. Today, somebody should die. Ki halo yadati, ki hayom ani melech al Yisrael. As Rashi points out, when it happened that someone as significant, as prestigious as Shimi could curse me, I understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had determined that the Malchut would now not be mine. Now that Shimi, again the leader of Klal Yisrael, comes to beg my forgiveness, this itself is the indication to me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is restoring me to the throne. And therefore, Pasuk Chav Dalid, Vayomer HaMelech el Shim'i lo samus, says the king to Shim'i, you will not die. Vayishava lo HaMelech, and he swears to this point. Pasuk Chav Hei, another figure who was seemingly involved in the Mered, in the rebellion, Umifiboshes ben Shaul yarad l'kras HaMelech, Mifiboshes, that child of Yehonasan, who, as we'll recall, had been mentioned by his slave Tziva, who had implied that Mephibosheth was waiting for the rebellion to clear the way for his own bid for the Malchut. And as we mentioned previously, that was not the case. It was false information provided by Tziva in an opportunistic grab to try to lose his master and thus be free. However, Mephibosheth arrives with all of the habits of mourning that he had assumed upon himself as soon as David was exiled. ולא עשה רגליו, ולא עשה שפמו, ואס בגדיו לא חיבס. למן היום לכס המלך, עד היום אשר בא ושלום. Mephibosheth had taken on the habits of mourning at the tragedy of David's being ousted from the throne. פסק חבב, ויהי קיווה ירושלים לכס המלך, ויום אלו המלך, למה לא הלכת עימי, Mephibosheth? But when he appears before the king, David is not sure of his loyalty. And he asks, why did you not come with me, Mephibosheth? Again, Tziva had implied that Mephibosheth was waiting for David to fall so that he could have the throne. Pasuk Chav Zayin, Vayomar, Adoni HaMelech, Avdi Rimani, Ki Amar Avdecha Echbeshali HaChamor, Ve'erkav Aleha, Ve'elech El HaMelech, Ki Piseach Avdecha. Explains Mephibosheth the actual fact that his slave Tziva tricked him and had said that he would saddle the donkey so Mephibosheth could come to David's side, because, of course, Mephibosheth was crippled and could not do so on his own. ויירגל בעבדך אל אדוני המלך, ואדוני המלך כמלאך האלוקים. But Tziva lied to you about me, and it was not the case that I had dual loyalties, and you, David, are like מלאך האלוקים. You know what is true and what is not. ועשה הטוב בעיניך, and do that which you see as right. כי לא היה כל בייס אבי כי אם אנשי מוות לאדוני המלך. ותשס אס עבדך באוכלי שולחנך, ומה יש לי עוד צדקה ולזעוק עוד אל המלך. My family sought your death, but you have been kind to me, and all I have now is to call out to the king and ask for mercy. פסוק למד, ויום אלו המלך, ללמה תדבר עוד דבריך, you need not speak any longer. אמרתי, אתה וציבה תחלקו אס השדה. Here there is, as we said, a monumental machloket between Rav and Shmuel, in Masechet Shabbat Nun Vav Amud Aleph, where Rav says that David was actually liable for accepting the Lashon Hara spoken by Tziva, and thus was biased when Mephibosheth appeared, thought that he was in mourning because David had returned, not because he'd been exiled. Versus Shmuel, who says that David was not liable for accepting the Lashon Hara because there was Dvarim HaNikarim Chazabe. There was circumstantial evidence that seemed to support the malicious report of Tziva, and as such, David is not held responsible. This opens a tremendous debate halachically of how we handle circumstantial evidence that seems to point a certain way, of the obligation upon us to be done lekav zchut, and that's a conversation that's beyond the scope of this shul and the time that we really don't have left, but that we'll try to steal a little more of. That being said, whether David is held accountable or not, machloket is always harmful. And as Chazal point out, again on the same page in Masechet Shabbat, when David proclaimed that Tziva and Mephibosheth would split the field, thus was determined in Shamayim that eventually the Malchut of David would be split. And Malchut Yisrael would spiral towards Avodah Zarah, and eventually there would be the Churban. All of this, the fallout ultimately, of accepting negative information, of machloket, of not being done lekav zchut. Pasuk Lamed Bet reintroduces to us Barzilai HaGiladi, who was not considered a prestigious or especially righteous person, but he had been the one who greeted David when he was running away from Avshalom with bounty when he was starving and desperate with his followers. And he now again appears before David, Lamed Gimel, Uvarzilai Zaken Me'od. He was 80 years old. V'hu chilkel es ha-melech b'shivaso v'machanayim, ki ish gadol hu me'od. He had sustained David as he was running. Ki ish gadol, the Mefarshim point out. The word gadol indicates the chesed that he did. He actually, Chazal point out, in Masechet Shabbat, Kuf Nun Bet Amud Aleph, that he was a man who chased promiscuity and the indulgences of this world. But he had done chesed for David, and for this David wished to repay him. The king invites Barzilai to come with him to Yerushalayim, where he will support and sustain him. Barzilai protests, Pasuk Lamed Hey, Kama Yomei Shnei Chayei Ki Ele Es HaMelech Yerushalayim. I don't have much time to live. There's not so much pleasure left for me at this time. I do not have to come with you. Rather, Barzillai offers, his son Chimham can go with David across the Yarden, and David will do chesed for his son Chimham in place of doing chesed for Barzillai, who had been loyal to David at a time when not many others were. And indeed, this is what is agreed. We go now to Pasuk Membet, Vihine Kal Ish Yisrael Ba'im El HaMelech, Vayimu El HaMelech, Madua Gnavucha Achenu Ish Yuda. At this point, Klal Yisrael are unanimously accepting and welcoming David, to the point that the rest of Klal Yisrael say to the king, how has Shevet Yuda, so to speak, stolen you and gone ahead of us to welcome you? And it is the tribe of Yehuda who crossed you across the Yarden. We are the ones who are loyal to you now. Mem Gimel. The people of Yehuda say, the king is close to me, he is our family. Why do you get angry? Have we gotten any special privilege? We just jumped up to be the first to welcome him. Pasuk Mem Dalid. Vayan Ish Yisrael es Ish Yehuda vayomer Eser yados li bamelech vegam bedavid ani mimcha umadu hakilosani velo hayad dvari rishon li leashiv es malki. And the people of Yisrael respond to Yehuda, we have 10 shvatim loyal to the king, more so than you. And why was it not our privilege to be the first to welcome David, our king, back? Vayikesh dvar ish Yehuda midvar ish Yisrael. In this dispute, and how ironically things have turned, where just shortly ago the dispute was deadly, rejecting David, now Klal Yisrael and Shevet Yehuda are actually fighting who is first to welcome David. And in this dispute, the words of his own Shevet Yehuda were more harsh than the words of Ish Yisrael. Sefer Shmuel Bet is sponsored by Hilton and Leah Lightman, Leila Nishmo to their parents, Shmuel ben David, Chana bat Yaakov Chaim, Kolonimus ben Chaim, and Saratema bat Menachem Mendel.